Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to purchasing non-clothing items before the 9 days, is there a problem or not? For example, if it's the type of kli, the type of item that we would not say a shechianu on it, but we would say hatov v'hameitiv. So just some background, what we saw yesterday was that we are not permitted to buy either clothing or other items, other appliances, for example, that would cause us to say a shehechianu during the 3 weeks, and we're talking up until Rosh Chodesh Av, until the beginning of the 9 days. So we said if it's a type of kli, if it's a type of beged clothing that is going to cause us simcha, we're going to say a shehechianu on it. Accordingly, it cannot be purchased during this time of the year. We did say that an exception is purchasing it and simply not wearing it. If our minhag is to wait on the shechianu and not say it until we wear or use the item, then we could even purchase it during the 3 weeks before the 9 days, not use it until after Tisha B'Av, and that would be acceptable. But purchasing and using would be unacceptable. How about with an item that the bracha would not be shechianu? In other words, I'm not buying something for myself that would cause the bracha shechianu. For example, a fancy new watch, don't buy it during the 3 weeks. But how about something that we would say hatov hameitiv on? For example, we're buying something for the entire family, like an air conditioner or a family car. So Rav Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin says as follows, V'ilu kelim shibir chasan hi hatov ameitiv. When it comes to buying something, an appliance, an item that the brach is hatov ameitiv and not shechianu, then it would be mutter to buy it and even to use it up until Rosh Chodesh Av. He didn't say that during the 9 days, but up until the 9 days. And he continues, V'kelim chadashim, new appliances, item shein mevarchim alem shechianu, that there's no brach of shechianu. Ein miniyah klal, there's no problem whatsoever during the 3 weeks prior to the 9 days to buy them and to use them. So what we are saying now is shechianu is the problem. We shouldn't be saying the bracha of shechianu v'kiyamanu v'gyanu lazman hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for bringing us to this time. And this time, the 3 weeks, is a time of tragedy. Accordingly, the bracha of shechianu is a problem. Buying items that will cause the shechianu is a problem. But items that will bring on a tov v'hameitiv, or items that will bring on neither, for example, very standard items that don't bring any simcha to us or the family, would not be a problem purchasing and even using during the 3 weeks prior to the 9 days. So how about during the 9 days itself, are we permitted to buy items? Are we permitted to buy them and use them? Are we permitted to buy them and even just delay on them and use them after Tisha B'Av? So here we're going to divide up between items that are non-clothing, for example, pots and various appliances and bowls that we need for the home, various ongoing needs, and even larger items and appliances that may bring simcha, so we'll get into the distinctions. And then we're going to talk about clothing, because we're going to be stricter when it comes to clothing. So when it comes to buying items, non-clothing, goods, appliances, lahalacha, Rabbi Rubin says, shein iser liknot betisha yamim mutzarim regilim shein behem simcha. It's permitted to buy normal items that do not bring simcha to us. Normal items that we typically buy, if we need to buy plates, we need to buy pots even though we don't do that often, but it doesn't bring us simcha. And if it's not something that brings us simcha, we can even purchase it during the 9 days and use it during the 9 days. However, if it's something that brings us simcha, for example, he cites jewelry or a car that we would buy, or any expensive item that would bring us simcha, we should avoid purchasing it during the 9 days. So standard items that don't bring simcha, okay. Items that are non-standard, they bring us simcha. Large, expensive items, unusual items that are expensive and nice purchases for us, anything that will bring us simcha should be avoided during the 9 days. Now, he does quote the Mishnah Berurah, who says that if there's a great sale going on that I can only buy it now cheaper, and if I don't buy it now, I won't have the ability after the 9 days to purchase it at that price. That is considered a davar aved, and that would be permitted to purchase. However, it's unclear if the Mishnah Berurah is saying this also about a davar that brings a simcha, something that brings a simcha or not. It is unclear, says Rav Rubin from the Mishnah Berurah. Nonetheless, what we're seeing here on a high level is that when it comes to buying items, appliances, non clothing items that it is permitted to buy them even during the 9 days if they don't bring a simcha, if they're not large ticket items, things that are more luxurious. Common items we can purchase, it's when the non-common, more expensive of items, that is when it's problematic. Now let's move on to talking about purchasing of clothing during the 9 days. So we've said already that before the 9 days, we cannot purchase clothing that require a shehechianu. So obviously, during the 9 days, we can't purchase the items that require a shehechianu. So our question is focused on buying clothing during the 9 days that do not require shehechianu. Can we buy the more standard items? So Rav Reuben brings as follows that we are stricter when it comes to clothing than when it comes to other items. And when it comes to clothing, he says, she'asur liknos bigadim b'tisha sayamim. It's prohibited to buy clothing during the 9 days, whether they are expensive, dignified clothing like buying a suit or buying a dress, or even more simple clothing like a shirt or shoes or socks, that is going to not matter. We are going to not be allowed to buy any clothing items for the most part during the 9 days, unless somebody has a heter for whatever reason. But the default is not buying even items that don't bring up simcha. And he goes on to say that this applies even if we would not be using the items until after the 9 days. It doesn't matter. We can't buy it and store it. Even items that we are not saying shechianu on, the prohibition indeed would apply. So we're much stricter when it comes to clothing than it comes to kalim. Just a distinction again, when it comes to kalim appliances, regular purchases that don't bring a simcha would be permitted during the 9 days. But clothing, even if it doesn't bring simcha, even if there's no shechayanu, even to buy it now for after the 9 days, it is not permitted. Now the next question and last question for the day is, how about if you have clothing now? Before we talked about if you have appliances on sale, that the Mishnah Berurah was lenient. If I'm not going to be able to purchase it after for that price, it's considered a davar ha'avid, a financial item, a financial loss for me. Accordingly, it would be mutter. But does that same heter apply when it comes to buying clothing? How about if there is now a sale? It's only going to last this week up until Tisha B'Av. And if I don't buy it now, then it's going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to buy it at that price. So Rav Reuben goes back and forth on this. He says, maybe we can be more lenient because it's a sale. On the other hand, maybe we have to be stricter because indeed clothing typically brings us more simcha than other types of items do. And maybe it's just like doing laundry that is prohibited and there's no heter for it, even to do it now and even to wash now for after Tisha B'Av, maybe it's going to be a problem like that. So in the end of the day, he says, "Ula yesh la dun la hatir b'makom minias revach." So maybe we can be lenient when it comes to having a financial loss, because now is my opportunity to buy this clothing on sale. But in the end of the day, he says, "Vitzarach iyun." It is unclear la halacha if the same heter that applied to buying items on sale, and it's going to be a davar ha'avid, it's only available now and not after the 9 days, do we apply that also when it comes to clothing or not? Have a wonderful day.